Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
is alongside with expert analyst Stevie Fly. Stevie, welcome back to the show. Stevie, can you hear me? I'm not sure what's going on there, but we have a lot to talk about tonight. We'll try to get Stevie on the line here. Stevie, can you hear me? Hang on one second. Stevie, are you there? Okay, I'm not sure what's going on. Stevie, if you can hear me, give us a call back, and we will get you on air momentarily. Folks, a lot to talk about tonight as we prepare for WrestleMania season. I'm going to tell you, I am about as excited as I've been in a long time for WrestleMania. And a lot of people aren't real pleased with the card this year in comparison to years past. But on the other hand, pretty excited about WrestleMania. A lot to look forward to. A lot of concern from fans as to whether or not we're going to see the last of The Undertaker at WrestleMania. And I think Stevie is with us now. Stevie, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. I don't know what happened. Sorry about that. Welcome back to the show. Glad to have you here.
Same here, buddy. Same here.
Well, of course, we were off a week, folks, and I will say that moving forward up until April 21st, we'll be with you live every week until then, because that's a major announcement we're going to make right here. Some of you are already aware, but if you're not, Rage Wrestling returns April the 21st. That's a Friday night, first time ever for a show being held on a Friday night, and it will be held live in the Roanoke Rapids High School Gymnasium in Roanoke Rapids. So how about that? Rage Wrestling making their Roanoke Rapids debut. You pretty excited about
this? Yeah, pretty excited about it. You know, we're getting out, expanding our horizons. Hopefully we get a big fan base in this area. You know, anybody listening from that area, I know we have a lot of people that came to a couple of the Rage shows from the Roanoke Rapids area at Northeast, and you know, it's Just excited to get out and kind of stretch our legs out a little bit.
Well, it should be nice. I'm looking forward to it. Northeast Academy Gymnasium has been the home to Rage Wrestling since its inception back in August of 2016. And, of course, for the first time ever, Rage Wrestling will be in a different location for its next show, and that being Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. And, you know, we have had a lot of people come from that area, so it'll be interesting to see the fan base that travels. It's not a long ride, as you well know. So it'll be very interesting to see who travels, and I fully expect that we're going to have a good crowd there that night. And, of course, a lot at stake that night. My understanding is that there's going to be a big card, some more debuts
right.
For that night. What are you hearing?
I'm really excited about, you know, I know we don't probably don't want to let the cat out of the bag as far as some of the matches, but the, you know, from what I'm hearing, some of the debuts are going to be there that night. It's a few of them I'm really looking forward to seeing in person. I've been wanting to see it at Rage for a long time, and Charles had to let me down. He's booked them, and once we can let everybody know who they are, that's, and I mean, I promise you, one of the matches I've heard already that's it's really going to be, you know, I'm really looking forward to that. Possibly could be the best Rage match by far so far on a Rage card if it lives up to what it's capable of being.
Well, we will certainly see. And, folks, again, that is Friday, April the 21st, live in the Rock Rapids High School Gymnasium. Tickets go on sale on the website this upcoming Friday. And that is Friday, I believe that's the 24th. Yeah, Friday the 24th. Tickets will go on sale online at RageWarriors.com. Or you can always get your tickets at the door if they have not sold out. So big, big night of wrestling action coming up Friday, April the 21st, Rage Wrestling. And you're right. From what I'm hearing, we will not be disappointed on the card. That's for sure.
No.
Of course, I'd also like to mention that my understanding is that Mad Max Morrison is booked that night.
Yeah, I heard that. That should be interesting. Should be an interesting thing to have you two in the same building. You know, it's first time you've seen him since the little incident that we had at the last Rage event. So that should be interesting to see what could happen that night.
It'll be very interesting. I will be in the building. I'm coming to do my job. That's my plan, is just coming to do my job and not really wanting any trouble, but and hoping we won't have any. But I'm coming to do my job, and that's all I think I need to do. But, folks, April 21st, Rage Wrestling. Get your tickets this Friday or anytime thereafter on RageWarriors.com. We got a lot to talk about tonight, a lot to catch up on. Obviously, WrestleMania is just around the corner. But before we get on that, I really want to talk about the new era of Impact Wrestling. It's first and foremost, it looks as if they have officially ditched the TNA name altogether.
Probably a bad idea. Like I said, you know, we talked about Vince and Triple H listening to us. What did we say months and months ago? If somebody actually took over that the first thing they need to do was to rid themselves of the TNA name and change the name. And, you know, it looks like Jarrett and his partners are listening to our advice and get rid of the TNA name and just going straight Impact. So, you know, and I don't know if you watched a little bit of it the other night or if you've seen it since they took over, but, you know, it actually, you know, was – a pretty good show the other night. You know, you had Alberto Del Rio as Alberto Del Patron, whatever his name is now, on it, and him and Ethan Carter going at it. And, you know, it was a pretty good action-packed show.
And, you know, it was, and I have seen it. And one of the things that I'll say is, first off, I like the new logo. I'm not sure if you've checked that out, but I like that. I like where they're headed. But here's my question for you. I'd be very interested to hear your take on this. All the good that we saw in the first episode of Impact under a new kind of new era, if you will, backstage there seems to be some sort of rift between the Hardys and Impact Wrestling.
Definitely.
And I'm curious to get your take on this and how it appears to me that Impact Wrestling is pretty set on holding on to the rights regarding the Broken Matt Hardy type concept. I'm curious what your thought. I know our hardcore wrestling fans are probably pretty clear on what's going on in that regard. Curious to see what you think.
You know, I really am one of those that thinks if a wrestler came up with his character the way Matt Hardy did, he should be entitled to take it wherever he goes. You know, that's kind of,
yeah.
You know, because Matt Hardy pretty much reinvented himself. Wasn't really having a great deal of success. I mean, if it, mediocre success. And when he went to the broken character, it really took off. And I mean, if TNT were Impact Wrestling now, you know, I think they should just let it go, start over, and just let him go with his broken character wherever he wants to go. You know, that would be like, I mean, you think about Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan was smart enough to copyright his name, Hulk Hogan.
Owned that.
Yeah, he owned that, and maybe that was something Matt Hardy didn't do, or, you know, if Impact's got the right to it, you know, I still say let it go. You know, you're not going to bring another person in there that's going to do that character the way Matt Hardy did. It's just going to be a cheap imitation. Just like, I don't know if you remember, this may have been a little, well, it was probably around your time, the when Nash and Hall left and they did the whole, they did a whole fake Diesel and fake Razor Ramon that lasted probably a month. You know, and
yes, I do remember that.
You know, you just, it doesn't work that way. And, you know, having a replacement like that, that character is built for that person. When they make that character, and I don't think anybody else could step in and do the broken thing the way Matt Hardy's done.
No, I don't think so either. And, you know, I kind of look at the situation, I'm like, look, at this point, even if they do own the rights to it, even if they really did own the rights to it, I just don't see how it helps wrestling at all. And I know Impact's worried about Impact and not anything else.
Oh, that's...
But, you know, the reality is, Stevie, is that, in my opinion, is that, you know, they could do more harm by hanging on to that, to their own brand, than they could good, I think. Personally, because I mean, the type of fan that's watching Impact Wrestling is a little bit more of a hardcore fan. With all due respect to WWE, they probably have a little more of a blend from the casual fan base. Your hardcore,
right,
or your more serious wrestling fans are watching Impact, and as a result, I think that could just really hurt them more than anything. Agree or disagree?
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, at this point with where they're at right now, I understand them wanting to hold on to it because they think that it, you know, if he goes to WWE, it's going to really, really take off, and that's their competition. But, you know, you can't – you got to establish yourself as, you know, okay, we're going to wish him well. Let's let him go and let him have his character. I mean, I just don't see – how it would help them to hold on to something like that in the long run. I mean, just like I said, you're not going to get anybody else in there to do his character. And what's the point of even holding on to the rights of the character?
Right. Well, I agree. I don't see really any benefit from it. I think that there's a lot of buzz out there about how Impact Wrestling needs to drop it and move on. And
right.
I really couldn't agree more. And you're right. Hulk Hogan made us. Yeah, go ahead.
They need to concentrate on what they're doing now. I mean, don't worry about that. Let him go. Past is the past. And build on what you're doing now. Don't be the old TNA and take one step forward, two steps back. I mean, you know, you build on this. You get some younger guys in there and develop them.
Well, it we'll see what happens. I am wanting to give Impact Wrestling a chance. You know, I saw one of our local wrestlers in the Southeast and the Atlantic region post on Facebook the other day, and he'll go unnamed. He had noted that if anybody really wants to see Impact Wrestling fail, they're not really a wrestling fan. And I agree with that. But, you know,
I agree.
The bottom line is that they have been failing. And it's not that I want them to. They just have been. And I think that I'm excited to see where they go.
Well, it is, and we've talked about this time and time again. Competition makes everybody better. And when Vince has got some competition, his product's going to be better. And when you've got Ring of Honor out there, you've got maybe Impact's on the way back up, you got them, maybe they can give them some competition to make the product in WWE better. You know, you just don't want to see one major organization out there that has no competition at all. It happened one time before, and it was not good. So let's hope that Impact can succeed and be on the upswing now with Ring of Honor.
Well, we will certainly see. And, of course, aside from that, there's no avoiding the fact that we are in the middle of WrestleMania season. And I do want to talk a little bit about that. I want to actually talk a little bit, if it's all right with you, about the Hall of Fame, for starters.
Right.
Well, first and foremost, let us remind everyone that our current President of the United States was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2013. he remains the only president ever inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. All right, so let's get down to 2017, which I'm really looking forward to, and that is Kurt Angle, who will be inducted by John Cena. And I don't know how you feel about the selection of the inductee. I'm pretty excited about that because John Cena certainly went over because of his, I'll attribute, out of all the matches and where people have gone over, probably in the last 15 years, I don't think any match was more defining of a career than the one where John Cena beat Kurt Angle. And I think it's very fitting, and I'm curious your thoughts, for him to induct Kurt Angle into the Hall of Fame.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the first WWE match John Cena had was Kurt Angle calling anybody from the back, and John Cena was just this young guy, nobody knew who he was, and he held his own with him, and I think Angle shook his hand after it was over with. If I'm not, I may be mistaken about that, but I think Angle was a heel then, but Cena held his own with him, and that really put Cena's name out there. So it's pretty fitting that Cena would be the one to induct him. I think it's a good choice.
I also note that Kurt Angle, a four-time WWE champion, one-time World Heavyweight Champion, and one-time WCW Champion, of course, winner of the 2000 King of the Ring, which I wish was still around. He is the third active wrestler to be inducted. I'm curious, are we going to see Kurt Angle wrestle in WWE at some point?
I think so. He's got a lot of good matches left in him. So I'm hoping we'll get at least, you know, maybe a 6-month run or something like that. Maybe something will happen at WrestleMania that will set something up, but I'd like to see him. Now, I was hoping I believe they were in Pittsburgh last week. I was hoping he would come out there, but he didn't. But I think Angle's got a few good matches left him. I'd love to see him get in there again. Maybe we would love to see him with Samoa Joe. For people that didn't watch the old TNA. When those two hooked up, there were some great matches. Brutal, but they were great matches.
Yep, and we will certainly see what happens. I'd like to see Kurt Angle wrestle Samoa Joe on the big stage, and that by that I mean WWE, because that would just be they brought the house down in some of those matches they had.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, they were some of the best matches in TNA history. I mean. But, suplexes left and right, they were brutal, but like I said, they were brutal, but they were some great matches.
Yep, and Kurt Angle could help put Samoa Joe over even farther, I think, with that kind of match on the big stage. It'll be interesting to see. And of course, another inductee in the 2017 Hall of Fame and very deserving inductee is a four-time NWA World Tag Team Champion, and that is the Rock and Roll Express. I know you're excited to see this one.
Oh yeah, they were part of the reason that I started watching wrestling and kept watching wrestling. But a lot of guys, back then, like, it was all about the big guys like the Road Warriors, the Hulk Hogan, the bigger guys were always getting over. But these guys, especially Ricky Morton. I mean, if you want to see some good wrestling action, especially hardcore wrestling action, you need to watch. Look up YouTube. Look up when Morton and Flair had his little feud going with Ric Flair. go 60 minutes. And, I mean, it was just back and forth. And, I mean, it's noted that the bail, it was offered, the bail was actually offered to Ricky Morton. You know, Flair was going to put him over, but the only way they would let him wear the belt was split the Rock and Roll Express up. And his loyalty to Robert Gibson, he wouldn't do it. So there you go there. But, you know, just, I mean, they had the best chemistry with each other. And, you know, like you say, four-time NWA World Tag Team Champions, beat the Russians twice. I think it was Rude and Fernandez they beat once. And I forgot who the other one was. But, you know, just a great tag team. And like I said, the real reason I started watching wrestling and kept watching it was because of them.
Well, yeah, and it will be interesting. I'm excited to see who will induct them. As far as I know, they have not announced that yet. Are you hearing anything?
I would be willing to bet you there's two people that come to mind, because first one would be Flair. And I don't know what, and the only, you know, the only thing there, I don't know what kind of working relation. I know he's got a contract that with WWE, but you haven't seen him a whole lot here lately, so I don't know where they stand there. But actually, and this depends on what kind of working relationship he's got, the logical choice would probably be Jerry Lawler. A lot of people don't know that Jerry Lawler actually put them together back in Memphis. You know, he was the one that came up with, he said, well, he introduced them. They actually were sitting at a match, and they went out and bought these long spandex pants and put band. He said, "Let's go get some bandanas." Put it. He came up, partially came up with the idea. So that would, Jerry Lawler would be a good choice too. I would think one of those two would do it.
Yep, it probably so. I'd love to see. I can't wait till they make the announcement. That's for sure. And I can't. You know, the Rock and Roll Express did a show. They're still going to town. I mean,
they're gonna have to take the weekend off from their job to do this, because they're still going. All through the Mid-Atlantic region.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's pretty exciting to see them. And I really can't wait to see them get inducted. It should be a fun night. And, of course, Teddy Long going to be in the Hall of Fame this year.
Peanut Head.
do what?
That was the – I mean, this is before your time here. When he was actually a referee in the old NWA.
I remember him being a referee. But see, I don't remember him in the NWA. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, the way he – I mean, he was a referee for a long time. And then during it was Road Warriors, and I know you don't, these names probably won't come, the Varsity Club. Yeah, are you familiar with them?
Yes, I've definitely heard of the Varsity Club.
Well, okay. It was the Varsity Club, Steve Williams, and Mike Rotunda for the NWA tag titles. And Teddy Long ended up fast counting the Road Warriors out and cost him the belt, and that's when he became a heel manager, and that started everything. There was one of the things the crowd used to call him was Peanut Head, because you know, he had a bald head, but yeah, that really got him started there. But yeah, he it's been a, gosh, I guess he was a referee at least 3 or 4 years before he did that, so he's been around a while.
Yes, he has, and I'm excited to see him get inducted. You know, he has definitely been a staple in wrestling somehow or another, even as long as when I began watching wrestling, he was a referee. I remember that. And I don't know if you remember this. He was a referee. He was a manager for a while. And I think that for a while he ended up being a referee. During the Attitude Era, he did some refereeing before he became an on-screen personality again.
Right, he was like a general manager for a while.
That's right, from 04 to 08, yeah. I'm excited to see Teddy Long get inducted. Of course, they have announced that JBL and Ron Simmons will be inducting him. Very fitting. Now, let's talk about Diamond Dallas Page. I'm excited to see this. Very deserving, there's no doubt about that. But to the best of my knowledge, they still have not announced who is going to induct him. Are you hearing anything?
No, I haven't heard anything, but I would think, you know, a good choice for him would probably be Jake the Snake Roberts, or you know, either yep. him or Scott Hall, because both of them, you know, everybody knows the story about what DDP has done for both those guys, but a lot of people don't know that Hall, him and Scott Hall were actually, let's see, he was Scott Hall's manager, you know, because a lot of people, DDP got a really late start in wrestling. He was manager for a while, but then he decided he wanted to be a wrestler, so he waited to his late 30s, maybe early 40s to become a wrestler. So, you know, he was kind of in the twilight of his career at that time, but, you know, from that point on, though, he just got better and better every year. He was, what, three-time WCW World Heavyweight Champion? And
he was
and,
a three-time, yep.
Yeah, so he got better and better as the years went on. But I think with, between what he's done to help pretty much save both of those guys, both Jake the Snake and Scott Hall's life, say, you know, getting them sober and getting them back in shape, you know, one of those two guys will probably be the choice for that.
Well, and I would like to see the one of them do it. Have you ever seen that documentary on Netflix in regards to Jake the Snake's recovery?
I have not seen that, but you know, I've seen the only thing I've really seen is there was a few. I forgot what the name of it was, but it was pretty much dealing with how he got Jake straight from that part on, and then it turned into Jake and him calling Scott Hall and, you know, getting him in that house, I guess what it called a safe house, and getting him straight. But I haven't seen the actual – I'm really interested to see that one, the actual Jake the Snake one on Netflix.
Oh, it's fantastic. It really is. And I was very – to be honest, I was very unfamiliar at the time with how much of a effort DDP had in – Jake the Snake's recovery, and of course later Scott Hall. And of course I know DDP Yoga is very successful and has changed
right.
a lot of people's fitness and their lifestyle, but you just said it, and he really saved their life. And I'm excited to see the announcement in regards to his inductee. And just to round out the Hall of Fame, because I do want to get on some other things, Beth Phoenix going to be inducted to the Hall of Fame. Ravishing Rick Rude, certainly think that's deserving. And he'll be inducted by Ricky Steamboat. So it should be a very interesting night. Are they done announcing inductees at this point?
Well, you know, they did the Courage Award last Monday night.
That's right.
I've yet to hear the celebrity. If they're going to do a celebrity this year, they usually do one of those every year, but I've yet to hear any talk about that yet. So hopefully they'll leave that out and maybe give another wrestler that's deserving of it instead of getting putting another one in the celebrity wing.
Yeah, they have done it since 2010.
Of
course, so everyone can hear the slew of names that have graced that award. Drew Carey in 2011, Mike Tyson in 12, of course, President Trump. that's kind of funny to say in 2013.
President Trump.
Mr. T in 2014, Arnold Schwarzenegger in 15, and then, of course, last year, Snoop Dogg in 2016, who I understand was actually in my town where I live this past about 3 weeks ago, filming a movie upcoming. At any rate, if I had to guess 2017 celebrity inductee, I would probably think a good candidate would be Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, wow. You know,
at least we hope
I'm not even going down on that one. But I was racking my brain trying to figure out somebody, but I'm just waiting, you know, for the whole P. Diddy thing to come around since he did, you know, he did the soundtrack for a lot, did the song for one WrestleMania and did the soundtrack for the video game. So I'm just waiting for that to come up. But, I guess the celebrity wing's all right, but I would rather see a wrestler that's deserving of it to get it, you know, use that spot. I know a lot of talk had been about William Regal getting inducted. Apparently that's off. I don't know what happened there, but they scrapped that. So he would be, you know, I just look at some of these guys that get in. And William Regal, don't get me wrong, he was a great wrestler. But, you know, look at if you look at credentials, they don't really – he didn't do much in the WWE. He was a – I think he may have been a Intercontinental Champion, but no world titles, wasn't there long. And I think most of what they're basing that off is the fact that he's – you know, he's still working there, and he's what the commissioner of NXT. And
that's right.
You know, yeah. I'm not saying he wasn't a great wrestler. I just don't. I think there's more people more deserving of him that should go before him. But you know, that's just maybe that's why he got scrapped.
Yeah, I mean, we could go on forever about people.
Yeah,
like
we could.
Who should not go in before. Hey, say Ivan Koloff, for example, but we've gone there before.
Oh,
but you know,
yeah. We could go all night on that one.
Well, I will tell you two things. Number one about William Regal, and that is that I personally believe that one thing I do like about him, and one reason I think he's worthy of the Hall of Fame, is that William Regal has done anything he's been asked to do by the wrestling promotions he has worked for. It appears to me. I mean, WCW, he was, if he ever was mid-card, that was at best, for the most part, at least for that,
right,
for a long period of time. In the WWE, that was the same. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was mid-card, but he had more success in WCW. He was at least, and I'm not looking at his computer right now, but at least three times television champion, and he held it for a good while when he held him. I remember him. Who did he beat? Actually, and it's going to surprise a lot of people, he beat Lex Luger one time for that TV belt. And
yeah,
he beat, let's see, Zabisco was one, and I can't think of the other one. It may have been Johnny B. Badd or Mark Merritt, whatever you want to call him back then. But yeah, he had a pretty good success in WCW, but maybe it was a European championship he won in WWE. I can't remember for sure that when they had the European belt. But you know, you're right. He has done whatever was asked of him, and that's pretty much why he's in the position he is now. Because Vince, you burn a bridge with Vince, and he's not going to forget it pretty easy. So he must have done whatever he was asked of there too.
He's proven that for sure. So let me ask you this. I really want to talk about this. I've avoided it long enough out of respect to the situation. And that is, I want to remind everyone that we had back on February the 27th, it was Sunday. Excuse me, the 26th was a Sunday. That's what I'm talking about. February 26th. We had on as our guest that night, as a part of the tribute to Ivan Koloff, a special edition show that we did, we had on an ECW original, C.W. Anderson. And we obviously had a theme to that show that night, and out of respect for not only the tribute to Ivan Koloff, but also out of respect for what was going on at the time, we did not mention at all the correspondence, if you will, that was going on Twitter, or on social media rather, between C.W. Anderson and Paul Heyman. Well, I got a chance, and I know you've read this, Stevie, I got a chance to read C.W. Anderson's rather extensive reply about this situation. And I got a chance to meet C.W. Anderson, and you did as well. I don't know if you may have met him beforehand, but I had never met him until January 14th this past year. This year. And great guy. He's great in the locker room, well-respected, no doubt about that. And I think it goes beyond the fact that he was an ECW original. I think the respect really is that he's just an overall good person. But I got to tell you, okay, if that went down in ECW, the end of ECW went down the way he said it did, if that's truly what happened, then Paul Heyman, I would have been embarrassed to even respond online if that's how it really went. And I just really, I kind of think about this and I'm like, okay. If they really didn't get a call, just didn't hear nothing, they just saw Paul Heyman show up on Monday Night Raw. Now, we're talking about, it's one thing when Luger, okay, it's one thing when Lex Luger goes, is on pay-per-view Sunday night, or on a show that weekend, rather, for WWE, and then shows up Monday night on WCW. That's one thing, because guess who has been affected by that? Guess who has, just Luger, you know?
Yep.
I mean,
and the thing about that, too, was he was not under contract. He was working without a contract with WWE. So, just like you said, right. The only one it affected was Luger.
Right, and of course, you know, one might argue, you know, Vince might argue that, well, the WWE and the ratings, well, you know, that improved, and obviously they're in fine shape now. So that hindsight's 20/20, and I really don't have a lot of sympathy for that. But we're talking about a guy who ran a company, okay? And next thing you know, Joe's up on Monday Night Raw, and that's it. I mean, and we're talking about people's jobs. We're talking about families. We're talking about livelihood. And
that's
I just want to say, I want to give C.W. Anderson some credit, because if you remember correctly, he came on our show that night and had nothing but good to say about Paul Heyman.
Exactly. And if anybody that got a chance to read when he finally came out and did his reply, he was to the point, but he was still respectful. You know, he wasn't. He said, "I will always respect him because he gave me that shot." But you know, and if you ask a lot of these guys about Dangerously or Heyman, whatever you want, he was Polly Dangerously, Polly Heyman. It's not a good reputation that he has with the wrestlers as far as that goes. He's got a brilliant mind, but you know, it seems like from what you hear, and I mean, I know you hear a lot, but when you hear it from more than one, the same source from more than one, there's got to be something to it. That his reputations with it, as far as a owner, were not that good. You know, it was all about Heyman. And, you know, as brilliant as he could be as far as wrestling-wise, running a business, it was totally different.
You know, and I mean, I'll tell you, Stevie, what this tells me, what I read, and kind of what I already knew, I mean, I always assumed this, but it was validated by a lot of what, because I trust C.W. Anderson and his judgment
on
the situation. And, you know, I really do, and I'm going to tell you, if that's the way that went down, here's what that tells me. That tells me, and this is not C.W. Anderson's words, these are my words. So if this gets out there to anybody, this is me, and I don't know if Stevie agrees, but this is me talking, not C.W. But if that's the way it went down, then Paul Heyman does not care about anybody but Paul Heyman, and probably
selfish.
Never has.
I agree totally, 110%. It's nothing but being selfish, and I think that's, you know, you have a responsibility to, you know, at least tell them what's going on. You know, don't let them, you know, give them a call and tell them this is what's going to happen. I'm sorry. We'll you know, you're going to have to find work other way. This is where I'm going. And, I mean, it still would have been some hard feelings, but at least, you know, you would have done it the right way.
And you
hear it from more than one, too. These stories don't just come from C.W. Anderson. So, just knowing him from when I got to talk to him, hearing from other people how much they respect him and what kind of guy he is, I wouldn't have doubted him, even if I hadn't heard this before.
Yeah. You know, the most powerful part of this to me was this right here, and I read, and I'm quoting from this. This is an excerpt from the post we're talking about. It says, to everyone else reading this, want to know how we found out that ECW was closing and was no more? Did Paul Heyman call his employees or show up to the final Alabama Loop, and that was the last time they were all together, to inform us that ECW was to be no more? No. Instead, we saw Paul show up on Raw as a commentator, and the world as we knew it at that point fell apart. After that, did we get a phone call? No. Listen to this. Now, we received a bankruptcy letter in the mail. And I'm sorry. That is just,
yep.
You know, I knew from the beginning that where I probably would stand on that issue. But, you know, out of respect of the night that we had on the 26th, really just paying tribute to the late, great Russian bear, Ivan Koloff, we did not mention it, and I think we handled that appropriately.
Yeah.
But I think I
that
just felt like something needed to be said.
We will have CW on. I've already talked to him, and I've just got to get a date with him, and maybe he'll get to, you know, if he wants to, that's totally up to him. If he wants to elaborate a little bit more and talk about it, he can. But if not, that would be totally fine. But, you know, that night was definitely not the night to it. And it just came out that weekend, what Heyman had said to him. And some of the things Heyman said, you know, were just, you know, yeah, I'm like you, Lance. That ought to show you what kind of ego that guy has. And like I said, if this gets back to him, fine, call me, Paul Heyman. I'll be happy to talk to you. But, you know, that shows what kind of ego this guy has when he knows what went down and he still is trying to deny it or just trying to make it seem like it wasn't his fault. That just tells
right.
you what kind of ego he's got.
Well, and you know, when it comes to it being an on-screen personality, Paul Heyman, I mean, he's good. I mean, he, bottom line, I mean, and you said it, he's brilliant. But, you know, if he ever caught wind of this discussion we're having, there's no telling what he'd say about me and you.
Well,
if he calls C.W. Anderson a low-level stooge, I don't know what he thinks
of.
If
he calls somebody like C.W. Anderson a low-level stooge, there's no telling what he would call us. I mean, you know, I would hate to even think about it. I'll be interested to see what he would say. But, you know,
I'm not really worried about it. No, I'm not either. And the way I see it, Stevie, is the fact that he even responded to C.W. Anderson, or if he were to respond to us, but particularly the fact that he did respond to C.W. Anderson just shows the kind of respect that he truly has for C.W. Anderson and the respect he has for C.W. Anderson's voice in the wrestling business. And anytime you don't respond, I think that's more of an insult than anything. The fact that he did respond shows that it probably did get to him. And sometimes the truth hurts, but I believe it was told.
It was. I believe so, too.
Yep. All right. So let's just wanted to get that out of the way. And I do want to note a couple of things right now. First and foremost, nobody could be happier about this. And I do want to let everybody know that with 9:57 remaining in the second half, Carolina is down 2 points to Arkansas. Boy, I hope it stays that way.
Hush your fuss.
What'd you say?
I said, hush your fuss. You just mad because your boys didn't even make it to the dance. They didn't even get a dance card. So, I mean, come on now. But
no,
you did pick up a coach, and y'all didn't waste any time there. As soon as they lost, you had that guy.
Yeah, you know, I kind of wanted Tom Crean from Indiana, but that didn't work out. You know, UNCW's coach is good, but, you know, let's just be honest. What a tough situation to be in, playing beside Mike Krzyzewski and Roy Williams, all who are within a 30-mile radius. Good luck with that, brother. hope that works out for you. Let's talk about WrestleMania. That is coming up, and we are just, what, three, no, 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away from today. Oh, my goodness. 2 weeks away from today, and we are going to really a jam-packed card that I don't think is finished yet. And we're going to get to see some. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about WrestleMania this year. And a lot of people are actually disappointed in the card. I'm pretty excited about it. But I'm thinking that when the night is over, are we going to be pleased or are we going to be disappointed? Just before we even get into the matches that we've announced so far, do you think that at the end of the night this year, we're going to be pleased or disappointed?
You know, it gets built up to such a big thing. Yeah, I don't think it's cool. Yeah, I think you're going to be somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't really see right now you're looking at it and you don't really see something that's capable of being like a Shawn Michaels and Undertaker or Ricky Steamboat and Randy Savage match, but you know. Maybe I'm trying to use reverse psychology here and hoping that it'll be something that really blows my mind. But I did see that, you know, it was set up this past week on SmackDown about the AJ Styles and Shane. So that match is set now, and we've been talking about that for a while. So, you know, I don't see one that's really stuck out in my head that's going to blow me out of the water yet. Maybe one of them will surprise me.
Well, I want to ask you, if you had to make and you could change this later, if you had to make an early pick on who's going to win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, who would you say?
And you know, they set up something this past week on SmackDown about you know, they were doing the whole Mojo Raleigh was going to be in it. He put his name in there, and then Dolph Ziggler was talking about him. And I'd hate to see it because I don't know how many big guys going to be in there. You kind of hate to see it in a way, but Ziggler, I don't know if Ziggler's going to be in this thing or not. If he wins, if they set him up for him to win it, but I don't know. I've only really heard two names so far, and Mojo was one of them, and I can't remember the other guy, other one that was in it. But until I see who's in there, I really don't know. They still haven't announced a whole lot in there yet.
No, they haven't. As far as I know, they've only announced three: Mojo Rawley, Apollo Crews, and Big Show. That's not true. They've announced a few more, but they were the first three that were announced. And the big question is Shaq going to make another appearance this year?
See, that's what I was really hoping Big Show and Shaquille would get their match. And I was, you know, I'd be the biggest Big Show fan that night for real. I mean, I would have never pulled so hard for him. And that's another one I'm surprised hadn't been put in the Hall of Fame yet, Celebrity Wing. But, you know, I'm just not a big Shaq fan, never have, never will be. Love to see the Big Show put him down.
Well,
Battle Royal, I'd love to see him get thrown out.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. There's still talk about Braun Strowman being in this match, and if that happens, I don't see
I would
that.
Have to give him the
yeah.
Yeah, I would have to give him the nod there.
Yep, and of course, you know, he could and probably will at some point if he ever goes truly main event status. Could very well win the Royal Rumble. And I did think that because he didn't, this would certainly be a consolation. And I could see him winning this, but certainly going to find out shortly. So Austin Aries is going to be challenging Neville for the Cruiserweight Championship. Could this be the best Cruiserweight match we've seen so far, or are we still in that rut with the Cruiserweight?
This right here, the night that Aries was interviewing Neville in the ring and popped him and put it through him out of the ring, that made me get interested in the Cruiserweight division. Austin Aries is one of the most talented wrestlers out there and could really put the Cruiserweight division on the map and hopefully bring other guys in. I hope they put the belt on him. This could be one of those matches that you see that really steals the show. One of them that a lot of people aren't looking forward to, but with those two guys, especially with Aries, and I mean Neville is talented and Neville does the flips and all that stuff, but these guys, you know, when they hook up, I think you know it's going to surprise a lot of people how good this match is going to be.
Well, to put the cruiserweight division on such a big stage, they have a chance here to change the dynamic. But I will say that I don't think this match should go on as the kickoff matches. I think they need to put this when people are watching WrestleMania, and I think they need to make sure that it gets attention, because I think the cruiserweight division could rely on this match moving forward.
Oh, definitely. I mean, this could really be the start of something good for it. And, I mean, we've said all along that it wasn't really a big superstar that stood out in the cruiserweight division. And Aries, if you put Aries on top, that would really be that superstar you were looking for. And just like I'm saying, if you see that, you can bring other guys in that to challenge him, and I guarantee you could get good matches out of him.
I think so. Very excited to see that match, and we're gonna break down all the matches as we move forward. We're gonna talk about a few more tonight, but we will definitely be breaking down more of the matches as we move forward. Not the entire card tonight, but I do want to talk to you about one of SmackDown's highlight matches: Shane McMahon making a return to wrestling at WrestleMania this year. He will take on AJ Styles. Is this going to be a good surprise, or is this going to be a disappointment for a match where AJ Styles is involved?
I think it's gonna be one of those matches AJ was going to carry it. And, you know, Shane does these oh my God moments, and just like with The Undertaker last year falling off. But as far as wrestling talent goes, you know, Shane's got a little, but it's nothing that's going to shock the world. It's going to have to be AJ carrying this match. So I don't know. I really don't know how good this match is going to be. I'm sure Shane will be trying to take a lot of risks to wow the crowd, but it will definitely not be a AJ and Cena match like we saw at Royal Rumble.
Oh my! That's the match of the year so far, and not the Styles versus McMahon, but I'm talking about the Styles and Cena. Match of the year to me so far, and I don't know if it's going to be beat. I could watch that one again tonight, like it was yesterday, and I hadn't seen it yet, and be just as excited. I want to talk to you about this too. A couple more matches I want to talk about tonight, before we close out the show, and that is The Undertaker and Roman Reigns. I'm always excited to see The Undertaker. I mean, Undertaker's probably my favorite wrestler of all time. He's certainly the most exciting to see. But I feel like that if we have never had Roman Reigns shoved down our throats, I don't know that we've ever had it quite like this. And in my opinion, they're trying to just continue to put him over. And of course, is he going to become a face from this match? No, God, no. I mean, it's not, absolutely
no.
You know, but are they trying to put him over? You know, The Undertaker, I do believe, is going to lose this match. And I don't know. And now they're talking about retirement, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we are utilizing probably one of the greatest wrestlers of all time in the WWE brand. We are using him to put over this guy that only one man is hooked on. And if it ends his career, I'm going to be disappointed. I mean, real disappointed.
I really can't see really can't see Undertaker losing his last match to Roman Reigns. I would hate to say, unlike you, I would be severely disappointed if something like that were to happen. But, you know, Vince is trying to prove a point, it seems like, that he can make this guy push him down the throat to, you know, and it's not working. He gets booed more and more every time he comes out. And you put him against a legend like The Undertaker, he's not going to get cheers there. Even I don't care what you do, he will not get cheered.
No.
A lot of talk now, there's a rumor coming out this week that they were going to actually move him, talking about moving to SmackDown. So I don't know what that goes there, what's going on with that. But there was a lot of talk about that earlier.
Well, we'll certainly see. But I don't see how, and maybe I'm wrong, I hope I am, but I don't see how Vince, who is so hung up on Roman Reigns being the face of the company, I just don't see how The Undertaker escaped. I mean, a part-timer, wrestles once or twice a year, how he is going to win this match on Roman Reigns, how Reigns comes out any better from it. I just don't see how that could happen. I mean, Roman Reigns wins, goes over, turns into a heel. That might work. You know, loses the match. Undertaker wins. Where does Roman Reigns go from there? I don't see that route. I mean, are you having a hard time seeing it, or are you just
hoping
it don't?
I'm really hoping it don't happen. But, you know, there are ways that somehow they could get him over without him winning. I guess the obvious thing would be getting The Undertaker's respect. And, you know, I have seen that happen where where he has, you know, take a couple of tombstones or whatever and still keeps getting back up, or just take a beating from The Undertaker and keeps getting back up. You know, that could be a way without winning, he could get over, he just by getting Undertaker's respect. And I mean, that would go a long way towards some of these people that really hate him. You know, maybe not hating him is bad.
I could see that. Yeah, and maybe the Undertaker seal of approval might be what Vince is looking for to be public and for people to see. I don't know. Maybe so.
But it would have to be. You know, I here's the thing: don't just give it to him, no matter how good the match goes. You know, it would have to be one way or the other. You know, have a plan. If the match is not going good, you know, maybe have Reigns turn heel. So have somebody come out there and double cross. Maybe have Heyman come out there to ringside and distract The Undertaker and let Reigns win. But I really don't know. I don't know what to do. The best thing to do with this guy right now, and it should have been done a long time ago, is turn him back heel. But, you know, Vince is determined, so he's always had a thing for the big guys to put him over. So
yep.
This is his big guy of the 80s.
We will see what happens, folks. And we're going to talk more about WrestleMania as we move forward. That is going to do it for the card, for WrestleMania card tonight. And, of course, also for our show, running a 60-minute edition tonight. I want to remind everybody we'll be back next week. Right here, live, as far as I know, Sunday night. Is that good with you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yep, good deal. Yep, it's good with me. We'll be back next Sunday night, March the 26th, and we will do it all over again. And, folks, that will be the last night that we will be on the air prior to WrestleMania. Of course, the following week we will be on the air, and WrestleMania will be getting ready to get set. We may have a special edition that night that starts a little early because of WrestleMania. And I know our listeners aren't going to want to miss WrestleMania to hear predictions about WrestleMania. So
no.
we will be talking to you about that shortly. But next week, live right here, Sunday night, March 26th, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the United States, and only on blogtalkradio.com live. And remember, you can always listen to us on the podcast app on your iPhone, as well as the TuneIn Radio app on iPhone and Android devices. We've got listeners from all over the world, whether you're listening to us live or on demand. We thank you for tuning in to these two country people from North Carolina who like pro wrestling. And we sure appreciate you being a part of this production. Stevie, last word tonight.
Just looking forward to, really excited about the next Raid event. Ready to tell these people who some of the newcomers are going to be to Raid, but I'll let Charles let that cat out of the bag, or let us decide, let him decide when we can let the cat out of the bag. But really looking forward. That the one match I'm hearing about is one I've been watching on YouTube, and really looking forward to seeing it in person, and can't wait to tell the people about it.
It'll be a very interesting night. I would argue probably the best night in the history of Rage Wrestling. And folks, we hope, Stevie, always a pleasure having you on the show. Appreciate everything.
Same here, buddy.
Remember, folks, you can hear us on demand anytime. We gave you the info earlier, your podcast app or the TuneIn Radio app. You can listen to me and expert analyst Stevie Fly break it down. And we're going to really get into it next week as WrestleMania is upon us. Rage Wrestling returns. We got a lot going on, folks, over the next month. And we hope you will join us each week live Sunday night, 7 o'clock p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com. God bless, folks. And we will see you next week right here live. And we'll do it all over again. Good night from Brawl for All.
Ladies and gentlemen.